KFFB is 106.1 FM. Democratic convention's going on in Denver all this week, and we have Senator Mark Pryor with us right now. And Mark, you are always right in the middle of the action. And tell us on your view of what's going on at the Democratic convention on the backside and some of the things that some of us don't get to see.
I think that the Democrats are having a good week at the convention this week. I think that what you saw last night is you saw Hillary Clinton really effectively pass the baton to Barack Obama. I think that she pretty much said, look, I'm for him, you need to be for him, and this election should never be about me, it should be about our values and our ideas, and I think she really knocked on last night. So I think it's a very positive convention for the Democrats, and I think what you'll see this fall is you'll see a very vigorous campaign. I know the Republicans will really try to come out and convince people that Barack is not a great leader and things like that. But I think the bottom line is you'll see a record turnout. I think people will vote for change and they'll try to, make a difference in this election cycle. They understand that America is really not on the right track right now. And we all need to work together to get our problems solved in this country. And I think Barack Obama is just the leader to do it.
Now, one thing when you look at the conventions, I always look at you, Mark, is you've been with your dad and you've been to a lot of different conventions. I don't know how many. I don't know if you've even thought about how many conventions you've been to in your lifetime. How is this different than the ones in the past?
Well, this is my fifth convention. I went to one when I was a little kid in New York, and then I went to one when I was in college that I worked with. It's kind of just like a four-page type person. And then I've been to – this is my third one as a delegate. So – these conventions have changed a lot over time. You know, they used to serve the purpose of actually selecting the nominee, and now we have a primary system. So that part of the convention is not as important. But really it's a way for the two parties, basically for four nights on television and radio and in the newspapers, to get their message out. And I think the Democrats have done a good job this year. I think the convention has really been flawless. In fact, it was interesting. I saw Mitt Romney interviewed today on MSNBC. It was on the floor last night on the Democratic convention floor. And he said he was surprised at how pleasant, how cordial the Democratic delegates were to him. And I think what surprised him is, and I think some of the commentators in Washington miss this, is Democrats are not angry. Democrats are not angry. We're not mad at George Bush. We think maybe he hadn't done the best job in the world over the last 8 years, but we're not angry, but we're hopeful. And we really are hopeful for the future of the country. And you're not going to see a big turnout because people are mad. I think you're going to see a big turnout on the Democratic side because people believe in change and they want to believe again. They want to believe in our government and in a leader that can take us to new heights, and they believe in the future of America, and they feel like we have to have someone who's focused on the future and someone who will really take us in a different direction on some issues. So I think Democrats are very encouraged and very upbeat this week.
Well, one thing that makes it very unique with you, you've worked on both sides of the aisle. You both presidential candidates, you know them both, and that makes it very unique because you've never really made any waves about of being angry. I mean, that's something that it comes across.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm from Arkansas, and in our state, we just know this, that if you're going to get anything done, it doesn't matter if it's like at a local, like a city level, or you're going to try to get something done on the school board, or you're going to try to get something done in the legislature, you're going to have to work with other people in order to get it done. And for some reason, when people cross the Potomac and they come to Washington, they forget that. I don't know why that is, but you know, there's no organization ever that's ever worked where the two sides are just very, very antagonistic to each other, and they do everything they can to undermine the other side, and they expect to get things done. You know, so it's been frustrating in Washington, but I do think that there are more and more people here who want to try to work together, and I'm part of this group of 10, by the way, now 16 senators who've joined together to try to come up with a national energy policy that we can pass this year. And I tell you, just like with the Gang of 14 and some of the other things I've been involved with, if we work together, we can get good things done. But you have to set the partisanship aside. You have to set aside the big egos and some of that stuff in order to get good things done for the country.
Now, when you look at Senator McCain, what do you think that, and you've worked with him on some legislation, what do you think the flavor will be for the convention for the Republicans? You've got some insight there.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to tell right now. I think the Republicans, the first thing they need to figure out is who their vice presidential pick will be, and I would assume that in the next few days, John McCain will make that decision and make it public. I don't know who that's going to be. There's a lot of speculation out there, but I really have no idea. So that's one thing they have to figure out. The other thing is I do think the Republicans have a little bit of a problem because when you're the party in power like they are, you want to use the convention really brag about the great things you've been able to do since you've been in power. And then they say, hey, want to brag about that. We want to build on that for the future. I think with President Bush, it's just kind of hard to do that. I think the American people, you know, his approval ratings are pretty low, and they're tired of President Bush. They want some new ideas, some new approaches. And so I think with Senator McCain, you know, most people sense that his policies are going to be very similar to President Bush's. And so I don't know how the Republicans will do their convention, but I will say this. They are very good at putting on a show and getting their message out and that kind of thing. So I'm sure the Republican convention will be, you know, well run, and, you know, they'll do a good job over there trying to promote whatever they can promote.
Stephanopoulos, you know, you've watched what some of his opinions and grading, and I couldn't believe, I don't think I've ever seen a commentator, especially with his background, he gave an F for the stage, the look of the stage. Does that surprise you?
That did surprise me. I saw that, and also I noticed that Carville, who's another Clinton guy, who he came out and he basically said the first night of the convention was just not very exciting for Democrats. So, you know, you just have to put up with some of that. But actually, I've watched the convention on television the first night, and then last night I was at the convention, and both inside the arena and on television, I think it looks great. I think Hillary Clinton's appearance last night was fantastic. Not only the things she said, but just all the stage and all the imagery that was there. I thought it was really, really good. So I think you'll see that tonight with Joe Biden and Bill Clinton speaking tonight, and I think you'll see it tomorrow night with Barack Obama, although I don't know if people know this, but the numbers are so huge for Barack Obama, this 20,000-seat arena that we're in is not big enough to hold the people who want to see him for his big speech. So they're actually moving it to Mile High Stadium where the Broncos play. So they're actually moving it to a much, much larger venue that seats about 70,000 or so. So, you know, it's going to be wild in Denver. There's going to be a lot of excitement about Obama and a lot of excitement coming out of this convention, and really it's a phenomenal time in American politics.
Well, one thing, do you think that the flavor because of Carville and Stephanopoulos, do you think that maybe just a little slanted they come out like that, or do you think it is has some merit to it? I was really surprised by that, actually.
You know what, it's interesting. I think watching the Democratic primary season this year was about like watching the PGA tournament. It really doesn't matter what's going on the golf course. The story is always about Tiger Woods. Have you ever noticed that? That's what they cover. They cover Tiger Woods, whether he's winning or losing or whatever. And that's the way this was this year. And that is that they covered Hillary Clinton. The story from the national media standpoint, the story was about Hillary Clinton. And Barack Obama, you know, he obviously got a lot of press and a lot of coverage, but the story was always about Hillary, and the story is still about Hillary. You know, the first 2 days of the convention, all the commentators talk about is how all eyes are on Hillary Clinton, the key to the deal and all this. You know, honestly, I think the American people are smarter than that. I think that, you know, that they're interested in Hillary Clinton, but they're more interested in Barack Obama, because he's the nominee, and he's the one that's going to be out there articulating his message to the people over the next 60-plus days. And I think people are excited about it.
Well, they're telling me I can't go much longer because you've got just a little window to get on to all the interviews today. But this is something that I think that you can give a perspective of. Everybody looks back and say, this is the guy 4 years or 8 years from now I need to watch. It was a Bill Clinton. It was a Barack Obama. Who do you see there that that may be that star in the rising?
You know, inside the state, obviously, we have a lot of up-and-coming Democrats. And I feel very, very good about the stable of horses, if you will, in the Arkansas Democratic Party's stable, because we have a lot of great young leaders that are not just in the legislature. We have one as attorney general, one as lieutenant governor. We have members of Congress, et cetera, that are that can do great things. If they want to go on and be governor, they want to run for the Senate, they want to do whatever, they can be around for a long time. But nationally, you know, I think we saw Mark Warner last night. He gave a keynote address last night. I think he's definitely considered an up-and-comer. He's like 35 points ahead or something in the Senate race, so he'll be in the Senate in January. You have Governor Bilius from Kansas, who apparently is, you know, Kansas has always been a pretty Republican state. She just wowed him over there. She's a Democrat. She's very moderate and very consistent on trying to move Kansas forward, and people who just loved her and they loved that style of leadership. Honestly, I think Mike Beebe, if Mike Beebe ever wanted to do anything nationally, you know, he's got an 80% approval rating in the state of Arkansas. He's so competent, so capable. You know, he's great. The question is with him, does he want to ever go on and do anything beyond being governor? And certainly his focus right now is on being governor. So, you know, the Democratic Party nationally has a lot of great up-and-coming leaders, and that's also true on the state level.
It's awesome. Well, Senator Mark, thank you for taking time and talking with us. And any other predictions you'd like to make about Bill Clinton's speech coming?
I think Bill will give a great speech tonight. I think Joe Biden's speech will be good. I think when people understand Joe Biden's story, his personal story, they're going to naturally identify with him and like him. And he's a guy who's really, really is a self-made person. And he has a lot to offer, and he has been offering for a long time his state of Delaware and to the country. And I think people will really like him, and they'll understand why Barack picked him after they get a chance to really meet him tonight.
Thank you again for taking time and talking with us.
Bob, thank you for having me.